Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day on this amazing race you put us in. And thank you, you're with us all the way, and you instructing and encouraging us as our boundary lines are fallen in pleasant places. Surely we have a delightful inheritance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 2, verse 6 to 11. I believe that your united rebuke has been punishment enough for him. Instead of more punishment, what he needs most is your encouragement through your gracious display of forgiveness. I beg you to reaffirm your deep love for him. You see, I wrote previously in order to see if your hearts would pass the test and if you were willing to follow my counsel in everything. If you freely forgive anyone for anything, then I also forgive him. And if I have forgiven anything, I did so for you before the face of Christ, so that we would not be exploited by the adversary, Satan, for we know his clever schemes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Satan comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. So, correction is a way of life. It's something we are always draw close to our Lord and our Savior, which is a very present help, so that we can stay in the light. You know, as soon as it's like a motor car, when it starts running out of petrol, it chugs along, it makes noises. And as soon as we see wrong things are coming out in our life, we need to know we need petrol. We need to talk to the Lord. We need to be refreshed and be motivated. And so, as in the scenario here where this brother had moved out into horrible boundary lines, terrible things, things that the world would even look down on, and he was supposed to be a brother, but the correction has come, and now it's time to let him know that God loves him and the church supports him. So there's now the motivation. But he who hates correction is stupid. So when people are corrected, it's so as to help them from the darkness to the light, from the problem to the answer. So that's so important. And here now, he's just encouraging the church. Go to encourage him now. You know, say it's done. You've learned from that lesson. Yes, you hurt yourself and you hurt us and you hurt others. But now this is forbay. Kano an. So yeah, it's like a motor car again. I say, you get the right petrol. You weren't blooming, you were bromming. Now you get the right petrol, right fuel, right motivation again to now sow the right seed. Sow the right seed, you're going to reap the right harvest. So it's always about when you do go off track, just get back into the tracks of the master, into the plan of the master, and then he'll be there to lift you up. Amen. God loves you. Stay in the boundary lines. Boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places, and we have come out of darkness, so we know the lies that steal, kill, and destroy from the evil one, and so it's important that always staying in the wonderful, beautiful boundary lines of a good God that loves us, and he's got a plan for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.